You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Plenty of people love to visit ancient Roman ruins, but Libya isn't the first place that springs to mind when one thinks of the Roman Empire, which is a shame since Leptis Magna is one of the best-preserved Roman cities in the world.
This is episode 363 for the 29th of December, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in not just 2017. This episode is written by Richie Cruz. Leptis Magna was originally a Phoenician city founded in 10th century BC. Over the years the city was inhabited, it traded hands between a who's who of ancient empires and tribes, but it reached the height of its power under the Romans. It would even see one of its own, Septimus Severus, become a Roman emperor. But before that happened, it survived a Spartan invasion, then became a Punic city before the Romans got it. Punic, by the way, is one of the names people use to describe the Carthaginians, the people who produced Hannibal, one of the greatest military leaders in history, and was one of Rome's most capable foes. Eventually, Leptis Magna became part of Rome's new province of Africa. It was the third most important city behind Alexandria and Carthage, which you may have heard of because that's where the Romans salted the earth so nothing would grow, ever again, except when they needed a Roman colony in Africa. Leptis Magna would eventually see a period of decline that started with the Roman crisis of the 3rd century, which was a 50-year period of civil war, plagues, and barbarian invasions that almost caused the collapse of the empire. It was obviously tough to pay attention to the far colonies when almost every day a new contender to the emperor's throne was raising a new army to take Rome. Leptis Magna would eventually fall to the Vandals, then the Berbers, before being abandoned and disappearing under the desert sand. What about site topography? Leptis Magna is on the Mediterranean coast of North Africa in the Tripolitania region of Libya, which is also where the city of Tripoli is located, just in case you thought the U.S. Marines just made that place up for their official hymn. It was built on the west side of the bay, and the surrounding land was extremely fertile, with most of that farmland being devoted to olive groves. Leptis Magna was occasionally visited by tourists and explorers through the centuries. Part of one of the ancient temples is now in Windsor Great Park in England, but it was not until Mussolini conquered Libya in the years leading up to World War I that Leptis Magna was formally investigated by Italian archaeologists who uncovered most of the city. What they uncovered, while not the proverbial city or site lost in time, is about as close as you're going to get, which makes it more of a shame that it is not located in a more stable part of the world. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.